with the 15th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Malik Hooker, defensive back, Ohio State.
Malik Hooker, safety, Ohio State, 6'2", 205 pounds.
It's an interception. Hooker to the house. Touchdown, Buckeyes.
Hooker plays safety like Ed Reed.
Malik Hooker with a spectacular interception on the sideline.
That's a fantastic play. That's called range. That's what you judge a player on. He's got some Ed Reed in him.
Ohio State was important to his success.
You know, they do a great job of preparing you for the next level, so I feel like I definitely owe a lot of credit to Ohio State and the coaching staff, because without them, you know, I feel like I wouldn't have made a lot of the plays or be half the person that I am today.
Malik Hooker.
He is the real deal.
The real deal.
Malik Hooker joins John Simon, Jack Muhort, Jonathan Hankins. There's going to be a Buckeye hangout in the Colts locker room.
Yeah, where's the official, you know, Buckeye bar in town, you know, or the official Buckeye restaurant?
You know, I think this is a guy they were looking at. One of the needs was safety. Another need, a cornerback. Another need, a linebacker. But I got the feeling today, leaving the room, Chris Ballard was so relaxed walking out of the room, I think he knew Malik Hooker was going to be there.
Well, let's hope, because I mean, he made it clear that he wanted playmakers in the secondary. They've got Darius Butler making that switch back there. They have a second-year player in T.J. Green. They've got Clayton Gethers, and now they have another option in Hooker. And, you know, he only played 1 year as a starter in college, and that was last year at Ohio State. But he is definitely an athlete and a playmaker. This guy could have played Division I basketball, but decided to focus on football, and it paid off. Received All-American honors last year, all Big Ten accolades, 74 tackles, 5.5 for loss, so he can come off the edge a little bit. Picked off 7 passes. That was tied for the 2nd nationally. He broke up 4 other passes. But he is very strong in coverage, Bob. He'll get after receivers with a lot of force and jar, you know, the receivers loose of the football. But, you know, you just have to wonder, is that one – obviously that 1 year of college football starting at Ohio State, that was enough to get himself in the first round and get himself drafted by the Indianapolis Colts at a time where they need playmaking and impact players right away. And we'll see if he can get the start in his rookie year.
It also gives the Colts some versatility with Clayton Gethers, with T.J. Green.
Right.
Can they move into the box?
Right.
Can Malik Hooker move into the block?
That's a good point. I mean, how much flexibility do the Colts now see in Clayton Gethers to maybe play some linebacker?
Yeah, and this is a move that may help two different positions. So it's on paper, Malik Hooker has great backing, great accolades. Now, coming into the league, and it's a different situation. T.J. Green came in. He didn't have much experience at safety either. And I think he's going to be much, much better this year than he was his rookie year, and he wasn't bad in his rookie year. And now you got Malik Hooker who's coming in who can learn from T.J. Green.
Right, and anytime anybody, you know, puts you in the same sentence as Ed Reed, you got to be doing something,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
And Chuck Pagano knows how good Ed Reed is. So
personally,
this might be, you know, one of the better safeties the Colts have had under Chuck Pagano since coming over in 2012. So exciting times here, and we thought we were going to see the run on defensive players, and that came to fruition. I mean, the last couple of picks, we've got Marshawn Lattimore, pick later at number 13, Hassan Reddick at outside linebacker from Temple, Derek Barnett, and then to the Colts, Malik Hooker, the free safety out of Ohio State.
Thank you very much. All right, we know Joe's thought on the pick, being from the Ohio State University. Let's get Rick's thought on the pick. Tell us about Malik Hooker.
Yeah, Malik Hooker has been from the very beginning in my 7 blue chip players on defense. He is a rare talent. Hooker is, a safety is not necessarily a sexy pick, but I think, you know, Chris lived by his word here. He took the value. I mean, his rating would be higher than anyone on the board left at this point. This is a kid that's bigger than Earl Thomas, that has Earl Thomas range. I don't think he's the hitter that Earl Thomas is, but this guy is a sideline to sideline safety in an era where the game is played inside the numbers. This is a far superior athlete at safety to anyone the Colts have or have drafted. It's not even close. So you're going to be excited about this guy. This guy gives you range, gives you football instincts. He's a pretty special player.
Malik had 7 interceptions for Ohio State this past season, and this was a Colts defense that was significantly lacking in playmakers. And if you go back to Chris Ballard's days with the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the things they were constantly one of the best teams at in the AFC and the entire National Football League was having a defense that produced turnovers.
Well, and you got to do that. You got to give Andrew Luck the ball as many times as possible. That's how you're going to win these games. It's so good to be strong up the middle. It's going to be such a comfort to cornerbacks knowing that their backs are protected. He's got incredible range, great athlete, and he's just a redshirt sophomore. He's a young kid.
Young kid, yeah.
So there's all kinds of upside with this, and I guarantee you there weren't many people thought that Malik Hooker would be available this late in the draft. So safety wasn't on our radar either as we're sitting here talking to Darius and doing some other things. But you know what? You can't give up a game changer like that. And you need to be strong in the middle. He's got your back end covered.
This is the classic of best player. You know, if you are a blue chip player, which I'm sure he was on that board, then his rating was going to overcome a need any place else along the way. So, I mean, Chris talked about that. He explained that theory here a couple weeks ago. He also went out of his way, and it's not just Kansas City. When he was with Chicago with Lovie Smith, they were always one of the big turnover teams. He talked about hands, about turnover players, and Hooker is a turnover magnet. So, you know, I think they'll be able to pick up a corner a little bit later.
All right, let's talk about kind of the safety position right now. Clayton Gathers, Darius Butler, T.J. Green, this young man. What does the depth chart kind of look like right now?
Well, to me, Butler is a situational safety. I don't think he's a 16 Sunday safety. He doesn't have that physique. He's also still the best slot corner they have. Green is a mile away. Green right now is a track guy playing football, which we said a year ago at this time. Hooker teams up to me with Gathers, and you have kind of a box guy and a free guy. Gathers is great around the box. And remember, when you go into your specialized packages, your dime defense, you're going to have Hooker out there with either Butler or out there with Green. So, you know, 65% of the time, you're in a sub package where you're going to be using three safeties because Gathers is going to come down in the box.